Laughter is the best medicine, number one. Everyone's laugh comes in many shapes and sizes. Some people have a very weird but normal laugh. I'll give you a preview. And then there is people who have a rather high-pitched laugh. And of course, we've all heard the pig snort laugh. But today, I'll be talking about a different type of laugh, comedians. Comedians aren't really a type of laugh, they make people laugh. The power they produce and how they affect other people is huge, and so that's why I'm here today to prove that laughter is the best type of medicine available to man. So there are three types of comedy: kids, adults, and the grandparents' age. Grandparents' age of comedy is kind of like this.
The police are looking for a man who has one eye. Why don't they use two?
Adult comedy isn't far off, though. Let's eat, Fred. Let's eat, Fred. Punctuation saves lives. And of course, there is the annoying child comedy. Why did the chicken cross the road? Because it chased it with a deep fryer. Ha! To make it simple, let's think that the world of comedy is a pie. 67% of the pie is comedians that do adult comedy because they want to talk about things that truly only adults should hear. 21% of the pie is children comedy. You've all probably seen them on Disney, Nickelodeon, etc. 4% of the pie is the comedians who do granny commentary, which I don't really think is around anymore. But the remaining 8% of this pie is the comedy that I want to talk about, all the comedy in hospitals. Let me just take a second of your time to think. Could you all just close your eyes, breathe in, and breathe out. And just picture this in your mind. You're in a hospital and you're a patient and you're lying in the hospital bed. You're feeling terrible, not just because you're sick, but because you're all alone. Then all of a sudden, a man, a stranger, comes out of nowhere and says, "Rah!" You're startled, but you can't help but laugh. This man is wearing a Hawaiian shirt, a white cape, and a bright red nose. Although, along the non-iron shirt, he has a visitor's name tag. It reads Patch. Patch Adams. You can open your eyes now. Patch Adams was and is a famous comedian. He didn't become famous from being in a hit adult comedy show. He became famous from being a doctor who made the sick children in hospitals laugh. Not just the children he made laugh though, the adults laughed just as hard as a red-nosed clown. He didn't just make the sick laugh and smile, he helped cure a lot of them. Laughter is the best medicine, says Patch. For instance, he helped a woman who refused to eat for 3 weeks straight, eat. Not by shoving a spoon down her throat, by creating a swimming pool filled with spaghetti. After that, I don't think she skipped a meal. You can see how powerful laughter and comedians are, and how they affect people, which is why I encourage any of you who love to stand up in front of the class, make a few kids giggle, crack a joke, to do what Patch did. Although, maybe hold back on the urge to make a spaghetti swimming pool. Have you ever had that horrible, gritty-like, orange-tasting medicine? Yes, we've all had it, and it's one word. Cruel! So maybe next time you want to throw a sickie from school, just say to Mum, "Hold the crummy orange medicine, just give me a bowl of popcorn, and turn the TV on, to the comedy channel, and leave me be!" And I can guarantee that this will be a whole lot better than the orange medicine. Laughter is the one ingredient that the world needs more of. Maybe laughter can't be the cure for cancer, but think about this. Isn't it better to live a life that you've enjoyed or live one full of pain? The end.